Did Toscanini have a temper?
Let me think.
Because the stories are that he would yell at the orchestra and stamp his feet. And
that orchestra is sometimes imbecile.
Yes, imbecile, NBC, imbecile, yes.
Yes. Imbecile. Yes. And I know, and they said, I know you can do it.
Yes.
Why you don't do it? I have faith in you. And then after he said, well, I'm sorry, you know, we have to have temper.
Yes.
To have good things. And he used to thank everybody at the end of the performance. Thank you very much. Very good to you. Shake hands with the first violinist, second. Yeah. The orchestra was very kind. And then to thank us and say, Maestro, you know, this Maestro Toscanini used to come in the dressing room before we start to sing to say good luck to us.
Oh.
So I said, Maestro, we have to come to you to say, give me a good look. I said, no, no, that's my duty to see all my artists, if they are okay and in good shape. And then he said, come on, just breathe before you come on the stage. Breathe in the backstage.
Breathe, yeah.
3 times, and they come out. And then, you know, Catholic, we cross ourselves.
Yes.
And run. And then I used to come with running on the stage.
Yes.
Like I still do.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, see, what did you think of Toscanini's tempi in Traviata and Bohème?
Well, he told me, Licia, this was my time when I knew the composer, and they wanted the Sempre Libera Fest. It was nice. It is true.
Yeah.
If you can do it, why don't do it? Sempre libera di Gio, folleggiare di gioia. Yeah, even the words, they tell you what you have to do in a hurry. No, sempre libera di Gio.
E meglio presto?
You cannot do
no.
that. They used to do now, too.
Yeah.
My God, do you come at the Met to see the performance?
Yes.
What do you think?
Today?
Today.
Sometimes a little boring.
Non c'è un cuore che parla.
Sometimes a little boring, I think.
Sempre, sì, sempre.
Senza personalità.
Sì, sempre dico, deve parlare le parole, il cuore.
Yeah.
When I make do masterclass, which I had to do masterclass tonight at the school, the Marymount School, so I put, don't think what you make a mistake, put your soul in the words.
Yeah, passione.
Words, don't think at an audio to do the F sharp, this, that, this. No, don't think how high you go. Think at words that you can go in paradise.
Yes, in paradise, paradiso. Bravo.
But they're strange because they think that, you know, that they're afraid and they tie the note in the throat when they do. No, I want the voice all even. This is singing with Toscanini, with Serafine, with all the great conductor. Some conductor comes out today. And then, you know, even the conductor used to teach us vocally what to do.
Right. Did they know vocal technique?
No.
Did they understand technique?
Yes. No.
They did? No?
Now they don't do anything. But the conductor used to tell us to do more what the teacher told to us. Really, they knew what even Toscanini knew. I would say, for example, I did Bohème, Toscanini, and then we had a Musetta, very good, nice, good looking girl, very nice voice. But he used to say, cerca, cerca, e la sento passar per via. And then one day, after 2-3 days, he said, what is this, Cherka, Cherka? You were to see Cherka, Cherka. We didn't do with the emotion. It was Cherka, Cherka. I cannot hear. What Italian is this? So, who teaches you Italian?
So emotion was very important to Toscanini?
Really, really. That's what I teach, emotion. Forget the note. And you make the voice more beautiful.
Right.
Listen, too bad you don't see in a master class for me, I have to tell you. I make the bad voices, the ugly voice, the most beautiful voice. With the words you have a beauty in the words. You said, cerca, cerca, non è niente. Cerca, cerca, la vengo passar per via. Because she suffered too. To see Mimi dying
right
on the street.
Now, if you had to remember just one of your own performances that's your favorite, do you have one that's your favorite?
I just want to tell you, if it was not favorite, I would make that part favorite.
Okay.
for to sing it and for to love to sing it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But then it became my favorite.
Which one?
No, all
of them.
What I sing.
All of them, okay.
See, I sing in St. Louis too, because never could do that, that ever did this opera. Fedora.
Fedora, yeah.
Fedora. Oh, listen, I tell you. I did Fedora in St. Louis, and
yeah.
It was there. I have all the tape. I have all the tape. I'm telling my son to put those tapes out.
Oh, please do.
People can study.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Also, you sang Adriana de Couvreur,
yes,
and
yes.
You sang...
That I took over after
Tabaldi.
Rado A, one day, they called me in the morning, say, who called
Mr.
me?
Bing
called me, and I was ready with everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I took my little pocketbook and I went to the bed. I dressed up. They put prints. It was because the body was tall. I was a little short, but I made myself tall.
That's right. Con la voce. I have that recording of Adriana with you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I have that. And I have La Rondine with
see,
you. Yes.
That was in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yes, with Bamboshek. Yes.
With that beautiful tenor.
Yeah.
What was the tenor of Rondine?
Barioni,
yes.
Got a beautiful. Oh, he did such a beautiful. The scene, the stage we made between us.
Yeah.
Nobody could tell me what to do on the stage.
No.
They
no.
Want say, what did I have to do? Somebody else has to do. I said, you don't do opera. Every artist comes in the opera to take over the same thing. The people get boring.
Yes.
You have to change. I used to change any performance, what I had to do. This Rosa, a director at the opera now, I tell you, you can do this, you can say this.
Okay.
They don't know the score. They don't know the books. They don't know when they wrote the story, they wrote this opera, this story. They don't know. That's why they make a mistake. They read the score, and they don't even know the score.
I know you didn't like Madama Butterfly at the Met a few years ago.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't think that was very good at all.
Now I see at the Met Madama Butterfly with the puppet.
The puppet. Did you like that?
Can you believe that puppet which they put on the stage when they used to have the puppet in the woods with the woods, woods puppet.
Yeah.
And the face too. La faccia di una scimmia.
Una scimmia. Do you still go to the Metropolitan?
No.
No? No more?
No, posso.
No, okay.
Because one time I went and I booed.
You booed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Who was the
Abu
Del Monaco. It was Del Monaco.
Oh, Giancarlo, the figlio del tenore.
Yeah. Sì, sì.
He said, well, I know you boot me, but I said, listen, but learn the opera like your father used to sing.
Right.
He was the great. No, no, mention my father. Oh. I don't want to be the son of my father. What, your father? They don't remember him at all.
No,
but they remember that Monaco. And how beautiful that Monaco was on the stage.
Yeah.
The costume. You know, every artist in my time had their own costume. Not the metropolitan costume. Everybody's different costumes, and the public were in interesting to come to say, we want to see you, which costume you're going to put.
Yeah.
I used to change the Bohème, Manon Lescaut, and then, all the opera I sang.
Yeah.
I changed costumes to attire people.
Did you have a favorite tenor? That's a bad question for a prima donna, but did you have a favorite tenor?
No, I have to tell you the truth, no.
No, really,
they
okay.
They were all great.
Oh, they were all great?
Yes,
okay.
All great. The first one was Gilly.
Yes.
In fact, Gilly mentioned my name here and Mr. Johnson. When they asked, Mr. John was in search all the time of young artists, and he asked Gilly, and he mentioned my name. Licia is one of the great young soprano, which she could come to the Metropolitan.
And he was right.
Yes.
The public always knows.
Yes.
The public always knows. Yes. Now, I thank you so much for your time, Madame.
Thank you very much. You're so kind, and I know you know a lot, and it's a great pleasure
if you have these things
to do, you know. And it's nice when the critic, they know what they write about.
Un onore per me, grazie signora.
Grazie. And a big kiss.